Why are you taking a picture with me without any makeup on?
Okay, we're here with another podcast, sitting with my mom. I didn't think she didn't have any makeup on. She looked kind of okay, I guess.
Yeah, I have these huge dark circles underneath my eyes. Okay, relatively.
And even my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm Ready to Rumble Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
How are we doing?
Pretty good. No makeup.
You just made some pizza dough.
I did. We're going to have homemade pizza for supper, okay. Dinner.
What have you been up to?
Not much. We went on a vacation, so you knew that. We've been back for about a week now.
And last night I went to a boxing match.
You did. You and your dad, huh?
The ring announcer kept saying, tonight, Wichita, Kansas is the epicenter of boxing. It's like, okay, we heard you. He did that like 20 times.
That was his
like,
favorite
between
line.
Everything, it was like, I have to say epicenter. I'm not allowed to say, let's get ready to rumble, you know, something like that.
Oh, that's
cool. You know the guy who says, let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, he doesn't do that anymore.
His name's Michael Buffer.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's retired. I don't know. Maybe
I don't know. Nobody can do that, though.
His half-brother is the announcer for the UFC.
Oh, really?
And he goes, fighting out of the ring. You know, like,
oh, that sounds good.
He says fighting a lot. It's
so was the announcer pretty good last night?
He was okay, but Dad thought he was somebody else.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, that's not Max Kellerman. He's a big deal. He's in the recent Rocky and Apollo Creed movies and things. And he was on ESPN and got fired because he made Stephen A. Smith look stupid. That's not Max Kellerman. He's like, I don't know. He looks a lot like... No, he doesn't. I'm like, don't even start with me.
So what did Lily Wu have on? That's our mayor.
I think she had on like a light blue or silver type dress. They walked her around in the middle of the thing. And then towards the end, when Nico Hernandez, the hometown hero, the bronze medalist from the 2016 Rio Olympics... when he got out there, they had her up in the ring. And also when Deontay Wilder, former heavyweight champion, was out there. Both of those guys looked really good. Now, here's the thing. This was at Coke Arena. You know what Coke Arena is?
Yeah, WSU's arena.
That was surprised me. I thought it'd be at Interest Bank Arena.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because usually it would just be Wichita State events at Wichita State's basketball
court. I think Coke's
court.
Smaller. Maybe that's why they didn't know if they were going to sell out, you know. And it'd be really hard to
from
sell out
from what I was seeing
arena.
From the Wichita Eagle, they were saying a crowd of 4,000. Dad and I kind of think it looked maybe more than that. Because if the capacity's 10,000, it looked like it was a little over. I thought it might have been 6,000 to 7,000. Dad's thinking 5,000 to 6,000.
How do you know what the capacity is? Did you look it up?
I guess Dad looked it up beforehand or something,
okay? Well, maybe when he's buying the tickets.
We had pretty good seats.
Yeah.
We were about eye level with all the action, and with the lights down, you could see all the sweat getting knocked off people.
That's why I didn't go.
There were some weird things about it. Now, there was a lot of hometown people. There was an early fight, two debuting fighters, both of them from Wichita. It was kind of like who they could round up in a way.
Did they get beat up bad?
Well, this one guy, he came out there. He was 5'1". Fighting a 5'8 guy. Now, usually a 5'8 guy doesn't have a 7-inch advantage against another male.
Dang.
But the little guy's name's Chauncey. Yeah. He won in like the second round or something. And he was doing like backflips and stuff afterwards. And he looked pretty good. But the thing is, a lot of these like the scrubs were in one corner and then the favorites were in another corner like throughout the night.
Yeah.
And the scrubs kind of looked like they were wearing each other's boxing shorts.
Well, they probably were.
Or they're taking their shoes off and giving them to the next guy.
Those are expensive.
They kind of looked like they were wearing the same stuff. And then you'd see people come out there with an actual entourage and have sponsors and things. And you'd be like, okay, I think I know how this is going to go down. In the case of Nico, I read that he fought a last minute sub.
Oh,
and this guy had like a losing record. And it's just like, this guy's going to get destroyed by Nico. And he did. But... Nico's dad says he may be about 3 fights away from a title match.
Awesome.
So that's good. And Deontay Wilder seems like he could be getting a title match pretty soon.
He looked pretty tough. I saw the weigh-ins on the news.
Oh, this guy, he's huge. He's 6'7", looks taller than that even.
He's got a bunch of tattoos.
It looks like, and we were close enough where you could like read the tattoos.
What does tattoos say?
It said, I'm about to put you down, you know, something like that. But...
Meet your mama.
He looks super tall. He's got a really long. It's like watching some kind of coked up Kevin Durant fighting somebody.
Yeah,
like it was just haymaker. And even if you try to block this, he can only block so many of these haymakers. So
you saw how many knockouts did you guys see?
Not that many. There was quite a bit of stoppages. They're called TKOs.
Good.
Some of that they didn't even really show the replay for because it kind of looked kind of weak. Like there were some moments there where the ref kind of got okay, I think he's had enough kind of thing. Now the guy that Deontay Wilder was fighting, he put up a pretty good fight for a couple of rounds, but maybe he was just gassed or got pummeled too many times. And so there was a kind of a weak stoppage there. Nico's thing, it was like, okay, this guy obviously doesn't have a chance.
They're not going to let somebody that's really good just clobber somebody.
They did have one pair of women fighting.
Yeah, Dad said he almost called and said, hey, you got a new career. Oh,
this first gal comes out there and she looked kind of old, and then it said she was 47.
That must be when Dad thought she was my age.
She should have had the ring name Grandma. That would have been really good. And she's 0-5 now, and she fights out of Denver. But you know what? That might be more lucrative than like being a greeter at Walmart or something. I don't know.
My body is not up to getting hit.
The girl she was fighting wasn't that young either. She was like late 30s, but she was from Wichita. She didn't look super promising herself. So she's like 2-1, and they kind of gave you a lot of okay, we're gonna make the Wichita people look good and bring in a scrub from Missouri to get booed, you know, something like that. There was a bit like that, but I would think you'd have to bet like $1,000 to get $10 to win $10 on Nico.
Was there a betting room? Was there a place to place bets?
There were some drinks open. Dad went up to go get some drinks and he missed the fight entirely. And things like that.
How many fights were there?
Oh, there was a lot. There was like 11 fights.
But you were there like 5 hours.
We got out about midnight.
Yeah.
They started a lot of these fights right after the round one knockout. There was 3 consecutive round one knockouts.
Wow. Boom, boom, boom.
There was a lot of getting hit in the rib and then, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like something like this. Yeah.
You did see a real knockout, though. Somebody
went
down.
There was a guy who got hit in the side and fell against the rope.
Yeah.
And we thought, oh, he's knocked out cold. But he immediately got him and was like, dang it. But he didn't continue fighting.
Yeah.
He acted like if you get knocked down once, it's over. Maybe that's what they told them.
Maybe so.
You know, so they get these fights, 11 fights over with in time, right?
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
Yeah, first time you've ever been to a professional fight.
And you've never been to a professional
fight. No, and I probably will never go to one.
Okay.
That's something I'm not going to do in my lifetime.
Well, before we get too far into other things here, I had you take a look at this.
My gift.
Yeah, I got you. That's the Arctronic 8-inch frame.
And it's really nice. I'm excited to get it in the trailer.
Yeah, so that is a digital picture frame. You've been wanting. I found one that looked like it would work pretty good.
Yep, I think it's going to work perfect. It's light and it can go, it doesn't have anything on the back, so it can go up on a wall.
Yeah, it can actually be mounted. It has an easy to insert or remove kickstand. Yeah. The picture looks pretty good. It also does some sound.
Oh, and it comes awake too, like it goes to sleep.
Motion sensor. Yep, and it's plenty bright.
Yeah.
But also, You can get an app and, you know, I could upload pictures to you while you're on vacation or whatever.
That's
with the
great
app if you have the Wi-Fi. I kind of doubt that would really work because you're not going to have a connection. But you can also go appless and just upload things with a micro SD card.
Right. That's what we're going to do when we're on trips. We're going to, you know, put our pictures, like the pictures we take that day, and then we can look at them when we get back to the trailer.
So that is the Arctronic frame 8, it says on the side.
Thank
of the box.
You, son. That was a nice gift.
Also, I want to show you. So now our format might be getting kind of popular.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's come to my attention that there are now some other people doing podcasts with their mom.
Oh, that's not fair. Copycats.
Well, I thought you'd be like, oh, well, that's cool.
That's a compliment, I guess. I should be positive.
Okay, so any
rate. Step with your mom.
I did come across this one. This is called the Keanu Cast. So this gal's a stand-up comedian, Keanu Thompson, and she does a podcast with her mom. I'm just going to play you a little bit of that, okay?
Okay.
Without further ado, here we go. I'm going to bring in my co-host, Mickey Thompson. Here she is. Hi, Mumsy.
Hi, Keanu. How are you?
I am perfectly fine. This is our first pre-recording of our program.
It's very exciting.
Okay, so I just thought I'd play you a little bit of that. So yeah. I think a lot of people do the podcast kind of like over a Zoom or Skype meeting or something like that.
They're not lucky enough to live together.
Yeah, I let you live with me, and yeah, that's right. Entirely how this came
all
to be.
Your life.
All right, so what do you say we get into what? The news?
Okay.
Leanne Rimes is in the news for the first time since maybe 1996. Actually, she also had... I think she cheated on her husband, so that counts as news also.
But then she got remarried.
Then she married the guy she was cheating with or something like this.
That's the way it goes.
And he had some kind of NCIS spinoff or something. But anyway, her teeth fell out while singing.
Seriously.
Teeth fall out mid-performance during Washington concert.
Oh, yeah. She probably has like false ones.
She said she had a bridge.
A bridge can fall out.
And she had to pop them back in the middle of a song and kind of hope nobody noticed something like that. Yeah. So it's kind of good that sort of thing happens on occasion. You know,
yeah,
just kind of
keep them real.
Give everybody a reality check, right?
She's not young. She, how old is she?
We don't want to talk about people's age.
Why?
Look at you.
Look at you.
So. In other news, the Switch 2 from Target, pre-orders from Target, got kind of delayed. So Target's kind of making good, giving people a $50 Nintendo gift card.
Oh, that's nice.
I didn't get that because I didn't go through
Target. But you got yours Target. To play.
Yeah, I got mine. But yeah, other people maybe just getting theirs. Nintendo's doing a really good job of getting these on shelves.
I'm glad.
I haven't actually seen them on shelf, but the accessories are available.
That's good.
And... It really appears as though they're having a very successful launch. They've been able to meet the demand, and a lot of people are like, what, $450, $500 for Nintendo? This is outrageous. But people are paying it.
Well, it's really impressive. I was surprised at how far technology's gone.
It's kind of nice to be able to play the game like on occasion without having to sit at your TV and things like that. Maybe check and see if you have something updated.
Actually, for children, like traveling or in a restaurant or something, it'll keep them busy.
I haven't taken this traveling yet, but I'm going to start Zelda Breath of the Wild tonight.
Oh, you are.
So that should be fun. And I've got I showed you they call it the Amiibo, so you can play with the old Link style costumes.
I'm curious. You think your second cousins, all the little kids we're going to go visit in a month or so, are going to already have it? Probably.
They probably won't have the Switch 2, but if they do, just in case, I'm going to bring some accessories I'm not using because I picked up a bunch of accessories.
Well, they'll
to do
like
videos
that. I bet
for
they
on
have
Amazon,
it.
And maybe
it for
they'll
Christmas.
Maybe they'll have that, you know, and be like, hey, oh, or I could. You know, to much to the chagrin of my cousins, I could give them the accessories and force them to have to buy them a Switch 2.
Hey, that works when you don't have any kids. It's like buying them a drum set.
Here's a holder for a thing you don't have yet. You want a carrying case also? Well, oh, sure looks like somebody needs to get that from Santa, doesn't it? I don't have
they
a ton of...
I already think that you're about like the coolest cousin yet.
Well, it's because I'm the best looking.
You're like Peter Pan.
Now, I don't have a whole lot of other news stories here, but Microsoft... is getting rid of the infamous blue screen of death. Do you know what the blue screen of death is?
Yes, I do.
I've never had it. If you've had a Microsoft computer go bad, the screen turns blue. And
yes,
I think
I've
they've
heard
updated
about it.
On occasion. And lately it has a frown face and things like that. I guess that they want to get rid... Look, your Microsoft computer is still going to bust, but now it just won't show you a screen saying it's broken. Like
you'll
how?
You'll just have to
what
figure
do you do?
It out.
Yeah, like okay, you got rid of the blue screen of death. Now you have to kind of like do other
Does
troubleshooting.
Apple have a screen of death?
They have pinwheels.
Oh,
that can happen to you.
Yeah,
I've been able to recover out of problems with Apple stuff.
Well, that's good.
Thankfully, but with the Microsoft stuff, it really seems like. Oh, well, you're supposed to, that's a 3-year-old computer. What did you think was going
to
happen?
Time to upgrade.
That's about the logic over there.
Yep.
We also had the NBA draft.
Yeah, how's that going? Is it over?
It's over, yeah. So a white male, I don't know why I had to say male, from America got drafted first. Do you know what his name is?
It's something different.
Cooper.
Tuft or Buff or?
Flag.
Cooper Flag.
Yeah, he's named after the USS Flag, the world's largest toy set, G.I. Joe's.
Really?
Yeah, they have an 8-foot-long aircraft carrier.
Well, I knew about that.
No, you did not.
I did.
People want thousands of dollars
for
those.
I used to play with G.I. Joe. My brothers, I never had a Ken doll, but my Barbie dated G.I. Joe when I was a little kid because my brother had a G.I. Joe.
That kind of makes sense.
Yep.
Are those both Mattel?
G.I. Joe was a lot more buff than
Ken. I know,
that
can't be Mattel. G.I. Joe's Hasbro, yeah. I think. Okay.
He definitely had more muscles than Ken.
Okay. Well, at any rate, Cooper Flagg, white American, drafted first overall, first in 49 years.
That's awesome.
So they don't do that very much.
White men can jump, right?
Maybe in his case, slightly. So
I think white guys hustle. I think they have hustle. But black guys do, too. But they can really jump.
So this guy played
jump.
For Duke, and Duke had a prospect back in the 90s named Christian Laettner, who was also tall and white guy, and he was actually on the Dream Team. He was, like, the only college player on the Dream Team.
Yeah.
And he's really outmatched. And he thought, okay, so it was great being 6'11 white guy with long arms in college, but in the NBA, they expect you to jump a little more.
Yeah.
So the skills really didn't translate.
Even if you're pretty tall, you're not as, most white guys aren't as tall as the black guys. I mean, or the ones from Africa.
You
even
say
taller.
That, but we got this guy, Oliver Ryu, or maybe it's Olivia
Ryu. Oh, well,
Ryu.
He's very thin.
He's about 8 feet tall.
I know, but he's like a bone.
He's not thin. He's 300 pounds.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking
about Oklahoma.
You're thinking of Victor
Thunders.
Wembanyama. Okay, yeah. Well, that's Chet Holmgren.
Bless his heart. He is so thin.
I saw Chet Holmgren the day before game 7. He was sitting in the chair in the second row, and he had his feet in the chair in the front row. Like, this was at warm-ups.
Uh-huh. He's a big, tall guy.
He had his
guy.
Feet over the back of the first yeah. chair and in there. He's 7'1". But look, the GMs, they said, you know, we don't really want this 8-foot-tall guy from Canada. Who wants a Canadian on their team?
Him.
So they have So this guy, he's going to play for Florida next year. He was sitting out redshirt a freshman this year at Florida. They won the championship.
Yeah.
And he's going to be there again. Are they going to use... If you have a guy who's 8 feet tall, what's going to stop you?
So how much does Shaq weigh when he was playing?
Look, you may think you're bad at basketball. It just turns out you're not at least 6'10", okay? Yeah. If you're that tall, you're going to be good at basketball.
You better
if
be.
If you're 8 feet tall, there's nothing that can stop you.
Yeah, you know what? Dad and I, we were at Dillard's during after, I think it was right after Christmas, and we were walking in, this really tall gentleman asked Dad, looked at Dad, and he said, asked him if he was a basketball player.
Dad said, if Dad was a basketball player?
Yeah, Dad says, not me.
No, that's his way of trying to get
guy.
Dad to ask him what team he played for.
Probably. They're probably
that's
trying
what that
to
is.
Talk. Because he looked like he was a basketball player.
That Yeah, that seems kind of strange.
I know. But your dad is tall for a man.
And like, if I walked up to people and said, so, where can I see your stand-up special? Oh, well, let me tell you about mine. Like, it would be like that, right?
I didn't think about that.
I think that's what the guy was trying
Probably
to do.
Probably so.
Or maybe he recognized dunking on a guy maybe that he, was bald. I don't know.
He might have been a former WSU player years ago or something.
All right, well, how about we
or
get...
KU.
How about we do a game?
Okay.
Okay? And this is a game that we had some fun with a little bit of a tweak.
Oh, yeah.
Last episode.
What year is it?
What year?
Yeah, what year? Okay, so...
What year?
Again, I am going to give you... 5 songs.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you about them. And you're going to tell me what year these songs are from. Okay.
Okay, make it easy.
This could be a lot harder. Okay.
I know. I'm pretty good at it, actually.
This could be a lot harder.
I'm
but
getting
I,
in the ballpark.
I think I play this pretty fair. Okay. Have you heard this?
Stacy?
There is a really fun commercial playing this right now. From Instacart went from making the worst commercials to making the best commercial on TV right now.
Is this Mellencamp?
No.
Is this Stacy, though?
This is called Third Eye Blind, okay? But in the commercial, this girl's like, how'd you guys ever do that? And she's like, okay, blow into the Super Nintendo cart, and I'm gonna show you how to shoot super soakers and how to eat pizza rolls and things like that.
Uh-huh.
It's a really fun ad. It's really good. Have you seen that on TV?
No, I haven't seen it yet. This is a happy summer song.
Okay, so this is Third Eye Blind, okay? I don't know who you think Stacy is. What?
Oh, I was just thinking of the song.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. That's not this.
That's what I was thinking. Stacy's mom's got it going on.
This played at the boxing match last night.
Cool.
And I thought, oh, that's good. I had that on the playlist to play for mom.
You mean it wasn't all rap?
I could have given dad a playlist of 10 songs that we're going to play, and I would have nailed every one of them.
Awesome.
It's like, obviously, Eye of the Tiger is going to play. They're going to play the Thunderstruck by AC/DC. I would almost have bet on Back in Black, but they didn't. Here's another one. Have you heard this?
No.
Everybody's shouting at you right now, like, your mom hasn't heard of anything.
Are they really?
Yeah, everybody's screaming. It's a live feed. Everybody's screaming at you.
Sorry, guys. I don't live a lie.
This band's called Blink 182.
Okay.
They actually had a pretty strong run. All right, next up. This song gets a little bit of a Rickroll effect, where you know what Rickrolling is?
No.
It's when, hey, I've got the link for that. It's right here. And then it plays Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up, yeah. Never Gonna Let You Down. That started with people looking for the trailer for Grand Theft Auto 4.
Okay.
And now when people are like, hey, what's the song playing in the background? They say it's Sandstorm by Durandu or Durod. I don't know how to pronounce it.
But it's called Rickroll.
It's called Sandstorm. People, if you ask for a name of a song on the internet, people, it's Sandstorm, and it's never. But
hey, it's called Rickrolling. I hadn't heard that one.
Okay, well, I don't know what they call this, sandstorming. I don't know if you do that somewhere. Okay, this last song, you're probably going to get the year when I play this last song, okay? This was like the biggest song that summer.
Okay, I recognize this song, but I tried to figure out what summer it was.
Do you know this?
He's very handsome.
It's not very often that we have a song that takes over the summer anymore.
I know, and I can't remember. Can I make my guess?
Yep.
I'm thinking about 2010.
You think Livin' La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin was from 2010?
Yeah.
1999.
Oh, darn.
That's kind of just shocking. Like, do you have any concept of time?
I don't listen to that much music, Vaughn.
What year?
Apparently you don't.
Apparently, like, so maybe mom sucks at this game. Let's pick a new game.
This is making me. I want to say 2010.
Well, it's hard. Usually I'm better than that. Sorry.
If I played you some songs from 2010, they'd probably sound quite a bit different than those.
You think so?
I would think so, yeah.
That was Ricky Martin, right?
That was Ricky Martin, yeah.
Mr. Handsome. Okay.
So I think that I could go weirder with this, like go like, oh, that was 1962. Like, good luck trying to guess that.
You might get those.
You might say 60s, but it would be hard to pin down the year. I think it would be a little easier if it was in the 90s.
It's because you're young. I'm not.
All right. Do you have some kind of guessing thing for me?
Most
or
did
you times forget?
If I listen to music, it's like from the
80s. Did you
and
forget
90s.
To do your homework this
no,
time?
No, I have a joke for you, but it's a very old comedian.
Who is not with us anymore?
Correct.
Is it Richard Pryor?
No, you can't guess till I give you the quote.
I might be that good.
Okay. I tried to find a quote. Tried to find a quote that would give it has a hand in it. Let me see if I can find it.
Does he mention a golf club?
No.
Always strong starting with an
Sorry. Well, maybe this isn't it. If one more person tells me this is just like old times, I swear I'll jump out the window.
So they're in the window industry, huh?
No.
So this is from the 1920s kind of joke right here.
I'll give you one more by hand.
This is like some kind of... I heard that's actually a myth that people actually jumped out the windows when the stock market crashed.
Okay. A comedian does funny things. A good comedian does things funny. So it's a physical comedian.
George Carlin?
No, this is a long time ago. One more guess.
Very physical. Red Skelton.
No, Buster Keaton.
I don't recall him talking. He doesn't talk in any of his stuff.
But he has quotes.
How does he have quotes?
Well, I found him.
He doesn't do stand-up comedy. He kind of just stares at the camera and things happen and stuff.
Goodbye now. Bye-bye now.
What is it?
Bye-bye now.
Then why'd you say goodbye now?
I screwed up.